Good morning, everyone. I want to thank you all very, very much for coming here to the NSF this morning. I believe that this is the first time that we have tried to bring together as many as possible program managers across the executive branch together for such a meeting, and so I'm very, very excited that so many of you have come today. I think that we're going to have a very exciting day together, and I hope that we can, in the end, actually achieve quite a bit together. Okay, so I'm going to be really quick because they've left me zero time on the agenda. So I'm just going to want to reiterate here again that that we're in that lower right-hand corner, social, economic, workforce implications of IT and IT workforce development. It's a mouthful. Don't bother trying to remember that. Just call it so. But that is the group that has convened this meeting, and it is under the Subcommittee on Networking and Information Technology, R&D. And I very much want to thank Chris Greer for the insight and the inspiration to actually have this meeting. As he said, he's taking the PCAS recommendations to heart, but also we think that this is the right time to do this. And I'd also like to thank Frankie King for actually pulling this all off with her NCO colleagues and Susan Turnbull, my co-chair. Okay, I'm not going to read this, but we actually have a formal definition. This is our charter, if you will. But if you look down below, you see that there's only a few agencies that are actual reporters of R&D budget in this particular area. It would be great if we could grow the number of agencies that report the budget. Right now, that's what we've got. This is what we do. So one of our largest programs at NSF is called Human-Centered Computing. This program has been around for a very long time, I think almost since the beginning of our directorate size in the mid-1980s. But basically, this program has funded all of the basic research that you now see proliferating on the web today. Recommender systems, reputation systems, all of the social computing, distributed applications that we take for granted actually started with basic research in this program. We've also always been very interested in information privacy issues, intellectual property, copyright, that kind of thing. And so we really cover the whole gamut, all of the different areas of technology. We're very interested in developing a more informed public policy. So if we're going to have policies on teleworking, maybe we should look at the research on teleworking that tells us what works and what doesn't work instead of just developing policies de novo as if that research didn't exist. We're very encouraging of federal information sharing, and this is something that Susan has taken quite seriously over the past number of years to try to make sure that the government is using the latest technologies that exist. We're trying to develop communities of practice with the private sector, with state and local governments. And I guess this is where you come in. We really take very seriously the preparation of the workforce of the 21st century, and we really want to revitalize that education so that we really can ensure a globally competitive U.S. workforce. And we're looking at the whole pipeline, K through 12, through undergraduate, graduate, postgraduate, and lifelong learning, actually. Okay, a short little history of SO. There was a group that was a coordinating group prior to 1999 that focused exclusively on education. We had a very influential report, the PTAC report, came out in 1999. They were very interested in the social economic implications of IT, and they wanted to broaden the mandate. And that is when SO actually began. Over the years, we've had many, many, many conferences and workshops and meetings, all kinds of events And we focused on issues like open source software, health infrastructure, digital economy, knowledge society, cyber infrastructure, all these things where people are in the loop and where we care about human values. The expedition workshops, I thought, started in 2004, but I think I'm wrong since you said 7 years, so that's 2001. Okay, I should have known because this is a 76, so that's a long time, right? We've had little focus in the SO coordinating group on education per se recently, and so we really want to revitalize that area. So yes, as Chris said, PCAST has said this is really important and we believe them, but we really do think that now is the time because we have this very global competitive situation. Okay, so just thinking about today, this we think of as a kickoff event, just the beginning, you know, not just a one-off kind of event, but really the beginning of something big and important. We really would like to mobilize and energize all of the agency program managers that have some kind of NIT education program, and all of the expedition workshop participants. Hopefully we're going to see what each other are doing. We're going to develop some relationships. We can collaborate in the future and try to achieve something that's bigger than any of us alone could possibly do. So we have some goals, build community. We want to have you participate in this NITR strategic planning. We can't have a strategic plan without education as a part of it. I mean, that would just be terrible. So there has to be input from the agencies into this strategic plan. We're hoping to develop future events, whatever we think might be helpful, whatever we think might help us to move forward. And we also want to understand kind of what we have as a whole. So we're all sitting in our own individual programs and our own agencies, but when we pull that all together, what does it mean that we're doing as a nation, right? Is there something really missing that we should be doing that none of us are doing? Is there good synergies that we should take advantage of? And so I really hope that we can kind of think holistically about what we're doing and what we're missing. Okay, so today, the next step is going to be introductions around the table. Susan's going to lead that. Then we're going to get a lot of data, a real data dump from Mark Regetz from the National Science Foundation. But I think that might be helpful to us to really kind of see how gloomy the picture is. And then we're going to ask you all to kind of react to that and talk about your own programs and how they fit into this big picture. We'll have some lunch afterwards. There'll be a few new programs presented, some new ideas about, you know, what we should be doing in the future. Then you all will have time to talk to each other in some breakout sessions. We'll come back with group reports, and then Susan and I will sum up and talk about some possible next steps. I should also mention that the head of my directorate, Jeanette Wing, is going to try to drop in sometime during the day. Tuesdays are terrible days for all of the ADs at NSF. They're in meetings basically from like 8 until 4, but she said she would try to find a moment to come in and greet you and kind of talk about why she thinks this is so important. Thank you.